All right, what's good, guys? It's Barada with No Guidance Entertainment. I'm here with Simone, if you guys don't know him. Shit, I met you through Chris City.
Yeah.
And honestly, the introduction is, just once you guys have the chance to look at his work, go check it out. But yeah, I met Simone through Chris City just from... I don't even remember
how, through IG, because Christian sent me your IG. He told me that you wanted some cover art.
Yeah. Oh, that's how it started. Okay, that makes sense.
And then you, FaceTimed me this random day. You guys were going from the gym, I think.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, we talked a little bit.
Oh, damn. See, I don't even remember all that, bro, because it's no, I remember I was at the gym, and then I was on the way home, and I probably called you. That's probably what it was. Yeah, but, even from that, it's kind of crazy just to think, to look back. It's 2022 now. Shit, December 11th.
Yeah.
Now you're back in Washington.
Tell shit, you know? You back, bitch.
But, let's talk about just how you got into doing what you do.
Okay.
You know, because it just seemed like when we were talking yesterday, you didn't even think that you would be, in a sense... You know, behind the camera type shit. Doing that type of work and editing and all that.
Definitely not. Because, see, the thing with me is I hated pictures. I hated the camera type shit. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't for... Well, the reason was is because, at the time, my family would take hella pictures. Family gathering, one more picture. I used to get so annoyed, you know what I'm saying? Especially when you're just trying to vibe or have fun.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't like it. And then I remember I had to take an elective in high school, photography, and I hated the teacher with all the passion in my heart. But
damn.
Yeah, no, I just didn't know because I don't know because she was just critiquing the hell out of my shit. And to be honest, it was fair because my shit was terrible back then. But I didn't care, that class was nothing more than elective. Credits and an easy A type shit.
Yeah.
But, I started just taking pictures, outside of class for assignments and shit like that. And then, I'm like, oh, it's kind of clean. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Let me take pictures of Adonai. Shout out to Adonai. Let me take pictures of him at a soccer game. You know what I'm saying? I remember, I lied to my coach straight up at the time because... Shit, I don't want nobody, I don't want them to know that I was taking pictures. I don't know why, but it felt shameful at the time, you feel me? But, I just took pictures. I went to a couple of those games. And then, I started taking pictures outside of school, and I started just messing around.
Mm-hmm.
And I made an Instagram one day after school, and I started posting. And, it just grew up from that. And then...
And that was what, senior year?
No, that was sophomore year. Sophomore year.
Damn. So that was 2017? 2018 maybe?
2018, 2019. 2018, okay. Yeah. But, and then at the time, see me, which is crazy because back when I was in middle school, I used to like editing, I don't know, I just never went further with it. And so I remember I used to make them Naruto edits.
The AMV shit?
AMV shits. And so, I used to make those. I used to download hacked versions of Premiere Pro or some shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, I didn't really care for it until I took a graphic design class. And so, to be honest, I didn't like the class too. Just because, the stuff that we were doing just wasn't interesting and it felt boring and it just lacked creativity.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took another graphic design class the year after at this center called the GRCTC. And they had some high tech shit. I'm talking brand new, Macs and,
everything.
Yeah. They have mics and cameras and everything. And so... I definitely had the opportunity to just mess around, what I'm saying? After I finished assignments, I just make album covers. I remember, I think the first album cover I've made was a Playboy Cardi diss track to Santa. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Also goofy shit. Mm-hmm.
That's a wife shit.
Exactly. You know, it was terrible too, but you know, I just started messing around with it, and then you know, I started doing shit at home.
Mm-hmm. And this is what, junior? This
was junior year, yeah.
Okay, so the next year, okay.
Junior year, and you know, during that time, I was also taking photography, like, seriously, almost.
So did you take another photography class after, or what?
No, I was taking photography on the side, so, yeah, just taking pictures of my homies. I said, yo, let me take pictures of you, type of shit. Yeah. And so, you know, then that's when I really started to edit my photos, mm-hmm. you know, and started just learning new shit. You know, I even entered in, like, this photography and graphic design competition, mm-hmm. and I did, I actually, I moved on to the state competition.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah, you know, I was serious about it, mm-hmm. and then, COVID happened.
Damn.
Yeah, and so, it was crazy, too, is the day I was supposed to leave for that state competition was my birthday. I swear, damn. Yeah, that shit was rough, bro. I remember, like, I was pissed, but I didn't.
Damn, 2020,
yeah.
bro.
Exactly, yeah.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, at that time, I was just posting, like, my edited pictures. Mm-hmm. And I just started making covers. I made my first cover, at least my first real cover, I made for, I forgot what he went by. But I made for this one artist that Christian put me on.
Oh, yeah. He's from up here?
Yeah, he's from up here. Yeah. yeah. No, not Zay. He plays baseball. I think like
Trent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trent. I think that's the one.
What does he go by again?
Trey Love.
Trey Love. Yeah. Yeah. So I made my first cover for him.
Mm.
And then, I think my next cover was for you, probably. Yeah. I made a couple of covers for him. And then I made my cover for you and. Yeah, and then. The thing was, during that time as well, I was low-key getting tired of photography,
mm-hmm.
just because I felt like pictures wasn't enough, you know? I felt like there's only so much you can do before people just, you know, I feel like it's just a picture. I feel like, especially if you're trying to, like, have an impact in the whole music business and,
mm-hmm.
you know, have your own style and just be this influential figure.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you definitely have to do more than pictures because artists these days have hella pictures of mm-hmm. themselves. Like, search up The Weeknd or whatever. Yeah, like, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't care. You know what I'm saying? They just mm-hmm. hire any photographer from the street.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I saw Christian making music videos. So when I pulled up here, I remember, you know, I told you, yeah, I was like, let's shoot a music video. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Yeah.
That was March, huh?
Yeah, March. And so. Yeah, I think it was, I felt like we would definitely rush that, I feel like, that.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, you know, it was just for the fun of it, just experiencing. Wait, so was that the same year we went to New York?
No, that was the year before, I think.
So you came 2021, March.
Yeah.
Damn. And then the next year we went, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, and then. Shoot, I just started doing my own thing back at Dallas, more cover art.
Mm-hmm.
Shot a music video for Jason the Weaned. Check it out. It's called Cowboy High. But it's not a frill video.
Okay. And what do you think from, I guess in a sense, when did you know you wanted, so do you want to go into like, the music industry as in like music videos and all that, or I guess what's your like, what are you trying to do right now in a sense?
Because
you move from, you know, photography, doing some cover art. I'm not saying you can't do all of them, you know, you know that could be your answer, but I guess like right now, mm-hmm. in December 11th, 2022, like where do you want to see yourself?
I want to be a music video director, but I want to, thing is, I don't necessarily want to be like famous and front lines type shit, but more famous in the culture and the music business, mm-hmm. to where like, if you hear my name, it's respect. You feel me? But yeah, I hopefully want to just establish like my own film business, you know, and I want to change up the game because, you know, with all the whole ass shaking, drinking, mm-hmm. shit, you know, I feel like music is more than that. And, you know, I feel like it's time for it to be changed up. And there's definitely, you know, other directors who've done that, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? But it's my turn. Okay.
Yeah. And it's, yeah. it's crazy because, I mean, at the end of the day, it's like when it comes to music or fast music, like anything that's just popping or yeah. relevant, it always is revolving around money, bitches, and all that shit, and drugs and all that. And it's like, I don't know. I feel like how long is this going to be what we're rapping about the same shit?
Exactly.
You know? Yeah.
And I feel like that just, it becomes forgettable. You know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. think about some of the greatest artists alive, like Kanye, Drake, Cole.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the influence these guys have is crazy. And yes, they might rap about bitches and all that shit, but, like, if you check out, like, some of the real work, like, mm-hmm. they talk about some real shit. And,
mm-hmm.
like honestly, like, yeah. I feel like that's what makes them some of the greatest artists alive. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And, you know, I feel like definitely when they pass on, people will continue to talk about them mm-hmm. and try to, you know, try to learn off of them. Mm-hmm. Shit. Yeah.
And what would you say, like, just looking back at this year, right, 2022,
yeah.
Our trip to New York was, I feel like that was a crazy ass trip. Just yeah. to look back at it now, just because, like, I think you flew in before us that day, I remember. Because I think first yeah. day, you guys got there before us yeah. at the B&B, and then we pulled up, and then you guys were slumped.
Oh my gosh. I don't even remember
that. That shit was hella funny.
Nah, bro. I was, because no, these guys came at 6 in the morning, bro. No,
see, fine. Yeah, I was like, bro, what the? I didn't, because I forgot about the time change and then,
yeah.
and all that, but no, that shit was crazy.
Yeah, we was knocked out, bro. See, that's what I feel like I regret the most about New York. I felt like I definitely should have done more that first day. See, I wish I went out with you guys that first day.
What did we do the first day?
Because you,
did we go everywhere? I don't remember. You
guys went through everywhere in Brooklyn, bro.
Okay, then I think that day we, the way that we went about it, I think you guys were still sleeping. We yeah. just dropped off our bags.
Yeah,
you. And then so the rest of us, it was Steve's, me, Chris City,
Waterfizer,
Cardigan, yeah. We all went to, I think, a deli. And then we got some breakfast.
Yeah.
And then we're just talking to just regular New York people that would just be pulling up yeah. over there. And then after that, I think we went home.
For real?
Did we?
I don't know. You know, you guys were out the whole day. Trust, yeah.
Bro.
Exactly. You see, that's why I feel like I wasted a day there. But at the same time, I was
tired. I thought you guys did some shit, though. You and Adonai.
Nah, we went to Wendy's.
Oh, yeah, huh? You went to Wendy's.
Yeah. Now, that Wendy's was crazy because, like, the one of the windows was broken. Mm-hmm. Police was there. And shit, like, it was just a mess. The tables was fucked up. Mm-hmm. Like, we saw Brooklyn for real. I'm not gonna lie, yeah. bro.
And what would you say, like, out of that whole trip? Because we were there for, I forgot what day we got in. Monday, maybe, or Sunday.
Yeah.
Then we stayed for a week. I mean, yeah, what was your experience like? Because that was your first time to New York, right?
Yeah, 100%.
So what'd you say?
When it comes to music, I like that the culture was different. And, you know what I'm saying? When you stay in your same town or your home,
mm-hmm.
you kind of forget that people live differently. People have a different culture, people listen to different things. And so, you know, I kind of heard different styles of rap, especially when it came to the difference between rap in West Coast and mm-hmm. Texas and, you know, New York.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, but I found it filthy, you know, because my goal was to shoot, you know, that documentary mm-hmm. just to record the whole thing. Because the thing is, I already knew that you and Christian definitely had plans to shoot some videos. And so, mm-hmm. you know, I was like, bet I'm gonna help them.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like that whole experience would be sick in general.
Mm-hmm.
So I just recorded the whole thing. Yeah, bro.
And what was shooting the documentary like? Because that was the first one that you made, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, how was, like, what was your vision going into the trip? Like, what did you expect? And then what was the outcome that even after the trip, did that hit all your standards of, okay, this is what was going to happen? Or, like, I guess it was the before and after type.
So before, I had watched the Kanye documentary, and I had watched the J. Cole documentary for that album he dropped.
The Fall Off,
yeah.
That fucking doc was filthy.
Exactly, right? And, you know, I thing is, me, at the time, I never expected a rapper to have a documentary. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? But I liked how I could see behind the scenes, you know what I'm saying? Because people don't really see much. People don't see the work. People don't see, like, you know, when you meet other people and the connections you're making. And so I was like, shit, let me record it, bro. Let me document it. And, you know, and so, you know, like, even going to the studio with you guys, like, for me, like, that was my favorite part because I got to see you guys work and connect and, you know what I'm saying? In general, it was just filthy. So
Yeah, you were with us.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to think. I was like, were you with us when we got the Akiway type?
Bro.
Oh, wait. No, you weren't. Wait, what the fuck happened?
Nah, because so I left my wallet on the subway.
Oh, no, yeah. I forgot about that. That was crazy.
Shout out to the lady who found my wallet, but she DM'd me on Twitter saying she found my wallet.
On a subway. He left it on a subway. Right. We're out there, bro. That's crazy.
And in Brooklyn, New York, bro, like...
Yeah, ain't no way you're going to get that back.
Exactly.
Hey, your fucking Twitter is crazy, though.
On me.
They probably seen you were out of state, and they're like, oh, yeah, we should have gotten this back.
Exactly, back right? Home. I remember, like, I thanked her hella times, and at one point, she just left me on red.
That's hella funny.
On me, but... Yeah, no, because I remember I said I'd meet y'all. And I think you guys told me you guys were going to the Akiway, but I don't think I realized because I think y'all were just, I thought you guys were just going to some regular deli. I'm like, okay.
And then you're like, oh shit, it's that spot.
Exactly, because I don't know, I FaceTimed me and showed me the Akiway dude. And it's crazy, yeah?
You got to eat it though, right?
Yeah.
Well, but was it? It was
hot tier.
Yeah, damn. I was going to say, because, bro, I won't lie, I think when it was hot is when we should have ate it. Because I waited the whole subway ride.
True.
Yeah, and then we ate it at the studio.
Oh, yeah.
That's what happened. I was like, man. But, no, that shit was...
It was solid, yeah. It's definitely overpriced. I'm not going to lie. But, I mean, with the influence you got, like...
Yeah,
it's,
TikTok, bro. Shit, it's good.
It's expected, yeah.
And he went to L.A. not too long ago for a pop-up shop. And then I think he was doing... Yeah, I seen it on... I think it was on No Jumper.
Oh, just like making...
The Akiway guy was, he was just on, just cooking, and everybody was pulling up. He had a line around the block, just cooking up, and then...
Yeah, the influence he has, it's crazy, and I like that he's putting New York culture out there.
Yeah.
Because New York is something, bro, I'll tell you that, bro.
You know what's crazy about that, though? I heard that actual people from New York don't even go to him. It's all the tourists. That's what I heard.
Honestly, that makes sense because at least like when I googled up like the location of his place, like it's nothing. Like I was expected to see like fat lines. But it was just a regular. Oh yeah, shop.
When we pulled up, it wasn't like crazy busy. Like there's no line throughout the whole complex. Like it was pretty much. I mean. The people, I remember one of the people that was there, I think they're from like Indiana.
For real.
Yeah. Oh, and they probably heard of him type shit. And the same with us, we're all from Seattle, Washington type shit. And
yeah, that's what I like about him though. He keeps it humble. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like that's what people like about him. You know, and I feel like that's what makes people want to come back to him.
I mean, it's definitely an experience. Like, it's just a. You see this shit on TikTok, you're like, man, this shit look good. Fuck it, I would just go.
Oh, me, you guys for real got to tap in with this food, though.
Nah, yeah. What would you say your favorite food spot out of all the spots where you went? Because you had the Wendy's. I can't believe you went to Wendy's, though.
Bro, bro, I didn't even want to go to Wendy's, bro. But at the time, we were just hungry. And
because that's when you landed, right? And yeah. then, yeah, see, nothing was open then.
Yeah, yeah. We was hungry.
Actually, no, shit was probably open. You guys just went to Wendy's.
Yeah, no, no. The thing is, we was hungry and tired. And, at the, you know, the thing is, me, I wanted just to go out and eat something different, right? Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like, you was slumped, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I'm surprised we made it outside type shit. Damn. Yeah. And that Wendy's was disgusting, by the way. This was foul. I'm not gonna lie. But, don't eat Wendy's. Don't eat Wendy's on Sterling Street, bro. Don't eat any Wendy's, dude.
What about that? Did you eat that chicken spot?
The chicken spot.
One, is it called Kansas? Was it Kansas Chicken?
I don't know.
Right by the bus station. Did you go with us that night?
No. Oh, yeah.
Right, yeah, you did, huh? Yeah. I was about to say.
Wasn't that near the chicken end of our trip, I think?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. We were just kicking it, got some shit to eat.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I don't remember. I think I did get a burger or a sandwich, but it wasn't even anything special.
Yeah.
Right? It was just like every other fucking chicken spot.
Yeah, bro. It was all right. Yeah. But one thing I enjoyed the most with that trip was you guys, to be honest, because I feel like I actually noticed that I was going to be part of a bigger something when I was, like, seeing y'all work and just seeing y'all, like, just be homies together. And, like, to be honest, I think we got something, and I think we could take it far.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely, like, I'll say that group that we went to New York with or just any trip, it's like, for the most part, I try to bring people that's actually going to bring something to the table,
yeah.
in a sense. Because it's like, we can't just give someone a ride-along pass type of thing. That's the way that I kind of looked at it. Just because the simple fact of, hey, if we're all networking and we put in the work beforehand, and now we're coming to a spot where we're trying to network and present ourselves a certain way, and then there's that one homie that's just pulling up
just for fun
yeah. It's like, bro, it's not just for fun no more, you know. Yeah. And I don't know, it's just, that's why, like, with the trips, it's so, like, for me, I try to be selective in who's about to pull up.
Yeah.
Right, because from the first trip to, like, this trip or this new upcoming trip in 2023,
yeah,
it's kind of like the same people.
Yeah.
But in a sense, like, some people not gonna come.
Yeah.
That's just,
no, I respect that. Yeah. Cause, like, you're putting your money, you're putting your time in, you might as well gain something from it, type shit.
Yeah.
I mean, like, even in general, I feel like fun comes with it, cause, you know, being out in a city you've never been in, it's fun as well. But you should also try to, you know, just shoot some videos, make some music, meet some people at least, I feel like, you know. Cause shoot, who knows? You might take it somewhere.
I mean, then again, too, it's like, in New York, it was dope because it's like, the thing is, what I notice about traveling, and I feel like anybody could, I say, maybe use this advice. You got to think about it. When you travel out of state, those people have no idea who the fuck you are.
Yeah.
No idea. No, oh, you're this, you're that. If we're talking about, like, you don't have no social media presence, like, say you're maybe, like, less than 5,000 on TikTok, Instagram, all that shit, right? Mm-hmm. Anything less than that, or you don't even got a blue check mark. You going up to someone is not going to be the end of the world if they don't fuck with you. Or if they say, or if you ask them a question, they're like, oh, I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, and for the most part, a lot of people aren't going to be dicks like that.
Yeah.
Unless you're going to be a dick to them first, right?
Exactly, yeah.
So it's like the perfect example. We hopped on the subway. It was me, I think Christian and Chris.
Yeah.
And then we hopped on. And then, you know, just looking around.
Yeah.
About to sit somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I see this dude playing beats off his phone, just listening like this.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
And I'm like, he's probably a producer, bro. Why the fuck, you know? And I was like, oh, hey you make beats? And this is some random dude on the subway, because we just hopped on because we're about to go somewhere else. I think we're going up to Times Square, maybe. No, it was Times Square. We're going up to Times Square. It was that day, the Manhattan, when we're going up there. It was me, Christian, Chris.
Oh, I think
Yeah. And then I was like,
yeah, met you guys there.
Yeah, we met you guys later.
Yeah.
But on that subway trip, I met a producer.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, oh. Or after I asked him, well, you make beats? He's like, yeah. And then he said, or I was like, oh, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, we're all from Washington. He's like, shoot, you know any studios?
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh, yeah, I know a couple, blah, blah, blah. Exchanging information. That's how we got to the studio.
Uh-huh.
Just saying, oh, what's up? To a random person.
Yeah.
And just trying to get a connect. I know it might sound sketchy.
Yeah.
But obviously, it's like, if you have a moral compass and you know, like, some people who's off and who's not.
Yeah.
For the most part, it's like, shit's in God's hands, right?
Yeah,
you know, type shit. So it's like, I can't, I don't know, like.
Wait, is that how you got the studio session?
Yes, that's how, because there was this dad, he was sitting next to his son. His son had headphones.
Oh, was that dumb?
Yes,
for
and then
real?
he was listening to something on his phone, and I was like, oh, you make beats? Are you a producer? He's like,
yeah.
And I was like, oh, shoot, that's dope, blah, blah.
That's
and then
funny.
He was showing me some music on the subway till we had our stop. Then
yeah.
Once we had our stop, I mean, I got his information, Instagram, phone number, and then,
then
we set it up.
That's
because,
fire,
you know, like, and it was like, we're lucky enough that person was able to plug us for studio time when they're probably charging at least 100 plus an hour, I bet, with that studio, just because the equipment, you know, it's in New York,
crazy.
All that shit. Yeah. So it's like, no, that shit was the experience itself, too.
Yeah.
It just goes back to, if you're going to go out of state anywhere, just say fuck it.
Yeah.
Because who the fuck is really going to judge you for saying, oh, do you know where a studio is? Or, hey, do you know what a good, nice scene would be for a music video?
Yeah.
Like, think about if you, someone came up to you randomly.
Yeah.
You're in Texas, or, you know, you're a home state or whatever, and someone's a tourist. They got a camera and all that. They're like, oh, yeah, hey, do you know any spots that would be cool for a picture? Blah, blah, blah. You know, and then you already know. It's not like you're going to be a dick and be like, nah, fuck you.
Yeah.
You're like, what kind of person really is that? Unless they're really going through it. But then again, what's going to be the hurt for him to ask someone else? Maybe like, you know, they say, oh, shoot. Well, maybe that person is mad right now. Okay, let's talk. So what else? Oh, shoot, you know any workplace that's cool? Oh, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Actually, I shoot music videos too.
Yeah.
And then, like, what's the odds of that? You know, like, who knows? You really don't know who shoots music videos.
Exactly,
or, like, makes beats either.
Exactly,
because it could be anybody nowadays, so.
Yeah.
No, that's how that, like, that's the way that I approach New York.
Yeah.
And I feel like after my first trip to L.A. back in the day, it was just, like, a whole different world because, like, I don't know. Like, nobody knows you, bro. Like, think about, like, in the back of my head now, it's just like, I know nobody knows who the fuck I am. And that's the cool part, because now it's kind of like an underdog story of how you're going to prove, not really prove to everybody else, but prove to yourself that you can do it. Mm-hmm. And people are going to fuck with you regardless, either way, who you are. You know, that's the way that I'm trying to like maneuver just like, I guess, my life right now.
Okay.
Because either way, I'm not going to change who I am for everybody else to like me.
Yeah.
It's more or less, I need to make sure the people I care about, and you know, as long as that's taken care of, that's cool. You know, I could really care less if someone's saying, oh, why'd you spend that much money just for your sister, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Or why'd you spend this much money for your parents?
Yeah.
Or why'd you give them money but not me, blah, blah. You know, it's just like, you know, you don't gotta explain everything to everybody sometimes too. You know, it's just like, you don't need to
fuck
you know, yeah, you know, like, you know, because it's like, at the end of the day, whatever decision you make, whatever decision I make, we got to live with it.
True.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like,
smooth with it.
Yeah, it's just like, it learn from it. Shit, if it was an L, it's an L. You know, type shit. So, but I mean, where do you want to go when it comes to an ideal music video shoot in the near future?
Yeah.
Either countries or states that you do want to visit. Where would it be? Can't be New York because we already did that.
Shit,
I guess we could shoot it again in New York, which would be cool. But I'm saying since we already went.
Yeah, I feel like as of right now, New York could probably be the last on my list since we've been there. But definitely Cali, and usually Cali would be high up there, but
like LA Cali or
LA Cali.
Okay, gotcha.
All that, but I don't know. It's just, I feel like with my music videos, I just want to I want some crazy shit on there, like the scenery. And I feel like that's why, like, on some rich shit, like Europe. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Europe, Alaska, or, you know, somewhere far up north.
See, you gotta explain to people why Alaska, because I feel like for the most part, a lot of people, yeah. Like, when you said Alaska to me for the first time, I was like, bro, what is this dude saying? Like, nah, yeah, no,
explain that. So I saw a TikTok, and this lady, she lived up far north, right, on some, like, remote island or shit, but she was saying that on that specific day, it would be the last time she would see sunlight until the next year. And, like, literally, like, she, like, pointed her phone up to the sky, and all you saw was northern lights. Like, just imagine waking up and just seeing the northern lights.
I think that's definitely, like, hella filthy. Just, like, yeah. Think about it. We live in, for the most part, a place where we can never see that in no world, unless maybe the world's ending, maybe. You know? Yeah. But yeah. In Texas or in Washington, you don't see that shit. So mm-hmm. That's definitely some shit you convinced me just recently, just because yeah. Saying, hey, Northern Lights, you know? And I never really thought, like, yeah. Man, I want to see it. Yeah, I want to go see that. But, like, think about it. Exactly. I feel like that would be actually dope.
And not that many people travel up there. You know what I'm saying? So, like... Yeah.
I mean, is that the only... I feel like that's not the only spot you could go to see the Northern Lights, right?
No, definitely not. But it's definitely up north. I'm sure. Gotcha. Like that. But Hawaii, too.
Hawaii?
Yeah, I mean, you've been there before.
I've been there for a bit.
But I don't know. I just... It's this tropical place, and I've never been there, so
mm-hmm.
Why not? You know what I'm saying? Other than that, like...
Hawaii next year? Not 2023, but... Actually, no, I was actually planning for that, too.
For real?
So... June, did I say June or July for ATL?
June. Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm thinking June we'll go to ATL. And then I was thinking, because Chris is probably only going to go on one trip, he was saying. So, ATL maybe. Yeah. And then, honestly, I was thinking if I wanted to go on a second trip, yeah. It would either be Hawaii or what was that other spot? Or Texas.
Texas, yeah.
Right, because I told you I might pull up there, yeah. Too. But then again, I don't be tripping if I go to Hawaii, too.
Yeah.
But it's all really about budgeting, honestly, for the next year, bro. Because, yeah, that's the thing about, like, with money, bro. It's like, we just got to have some shit just to give us the opportunity to experience this. Exactly. Yeah, that's the way I kind of looked at it recently. Because it's like, man, like, $600 for a fucking ticket is fucking crazy.
Right.
And... I think Hawaii is probably as cheap as maybe $500 each way.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's why with these flights, you know, they're cool and all, but I feel like, you know, I feel like every year you have to reach some type of goal. You have to be mm-hmm. better than what you were.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you have that skill, but you also have money. You feel me? You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying?
No, that's fair.
So, yeah.
That's what I'd be telling myself. Like, I'd be telling this to everybody. It's like, if you think about it on a small scale, everybody says you're going to learn at least one thing every day type shit, right?
Yeah.
So if you learn one thing a day for 365 days, that's 1 year, you should have at least improved on every aspect of your life somehow.
Yeah.
Mentally,
yeah.
Physically, financially, all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Spiritually, all that. Just because you have 365 more days than you did last year. Right? Mm. And so each year it should be compound interest where it's like it just gets you're able to learn way more faster just because the not more knowledge you know.
Yeah.
When you first started making music videos, you're probably like, what the fuck am I doing? Exactly. But now it's just second nature.
Yeah.
Because you spent so much time with it. And that's why I think for this year coming up, actually, I'm trying to figure out what the fuck, like, what's the next thing I'm gonna try and, like, I guess skill wise, what am I gonna try and improve on?
Yeah.
Because the mixing, mastering is cool, like this, you know, this audio engineering shit.
Yeah.
But then I was thinking maybe even getting into just editing. Just for simple as videos, just because it's like, honestly, don't want to be the one who's, if I know I could save some money just and put in an iMovie or Final Cut, mine as well. And just so you guys got more time doing the shit that you guys could do, you know?
100%.
So, yeah. And it's... Yeah,
I feel like editing, like...
That's a great skill.
Like it's a great skill to have. Mm-hmm. And like even learning audio, or just learning design as well, because you know you don't have to know a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But like when I see an artist paying you like $200 to just cut up some clips and mm-hmm. put them together and send it out, like, bro, mm-hmm. just learn a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you got the time, just do it yourself. Or, cause I mean, it's knowledge, and you want to save up money. You know, mm-hmm. you don't just throw it out like that. Cause some people do be taxing, especially mm-hmm. so.
And I would even say like the thing. Like I was telling you yesterday, Seattle, I feel like personally has a bigger music video scene than it does
music.
The music scene, just due to the fact that like there's not really a big market when it comes to videographers here. Mm. I mean, there is, there's a good select few, but I feel like within that, if you were to take that same group and put it into LA, obviously they're filthy. Yeah. But in LA, is there so much more traffic, like in a sense of like more people trying to get,
yeah.
say, videos, more competitor, all that. So it's like your price is going to go down there. Exactly. But up here in a place where it's not as
common,
you know, as common, prices are pretty high up here, I would say.
Yeah, because everybody's in LA trying to make it. Mm-hmm. And there's some good mm-hmm. artists who like, unfortunately, don't have the chance to meet.
Yeah, and in a sense, bro, it's like, think about if you got, say, anywhere in the world, you got 10 people charging the same price.
Yeah.
Because they know how it is. You know, it's a click. Mm-hmm. They're going to be like, all right, boom, boom, boom. We're all going to set it at, like, say, 300.
Yeah.
But then there's going to be that one person that's going to fuck up the whole market by charging only $100.
Exactly.
You know, and that's where it's like, honestly, it just depends. I don't even say it's fucking up the market. It's more just like, well, I don't know. It's kind of just like kind of a glitch, bro, because you could choose how much you're going to be making depending on how much your peers are making too.
Yeah.
And it's just really about location. Because Washington, you could charge right now is probably $400 or $500 for minimum for a music video.
Yeah.
But then if you were to go, let's say LA, I feel like it would probably be cheaper just because there's a simple fact there's more videographers out there.
Yeah, and there's more people who need video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but then, like, even for audio engineers, bro, like, I noticed just doing this shit, it's like, all right, I charge $55 at our studio.
Yeah.
Most studios out here would charge at least 60 to 70 plus an hour. Yeah. And I was looking at some of the, like, studios out in down south, like, you know, ATL and all that, just to see, like, studio prices out there. Bro, they're only charging, like, I think $20 an hour.
You serious?
Some shit pretty cheap. And I think it's probably maybe, like, $40 with the engineer. But then again, it's, like, $20 without an engineer is pretty nice, too. Yeah. But it's, like, if you don't know the skill, now you're losing out on $20 an hour and giving it to someone, you know? So I would say anybody that's an artist or you're trying to get into the content, try and learn some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Be of use for someone that you want to work with. Exactly. Pause, you know, in a sense.
Yeah.
Like, not any weird shit, but it's just, like, if you want to do something great, you got to be with the team, bro.
100%, yeah.
You know, there's a reason why there's an NBA team or NFL team that won their, you know, say, Super Bowl, or, you know, their league.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know.
They all have, like, a skill mm-hmm. that they can use to help the team or just help other players. Mm-hmm.
And plus, it's like, as long as you guys are on a common goal, everybody's going to play their part.
Exactly.
You know, LeBron could be the star, but he can only do so much by himself.
Yeah.
You know? It's all about just chemistry, how much times you're practicing, seeing each other, all these things, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way I kind of treated, like, just my everyday circle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got to be working out with them, just talking to them about just regular shit, seeing them. Like, you know, just, like, regular friendship. Because at the end of the day, for me, it's like, I know where I'm trying to go. As long as we're on the same page together, we could go somewhere fucking far.
Exactly.
You know, but, you know, I understand some people have other hobbies that they might want to get into, which is fine. And I support them for
their hobbies.
For all their shit. Because it's like, at the end of the day, like, we're all in the same game called life.
Yeah.
We're just trying to figure out what the fuck we're going to do.
True.
To, you know, be happy or, you know, some shit.
Reach the goal type shit, yeah.
But, I don't know, there's this one quote, or I was seeing this podcast. It was, you know who David Goggins is?
No.
Bro, this dude's the most fucking, I don't know, he's crazy, bro. Like, when it comes to his mindset, it's just like.
Wait, I think, what does he look like?
He's a black dude, bald.
Yeah,
I've seen miles of running, pull-ups, all that shit.
Marine?
Yeah, Marines. He was a Navy SEAL. Yeah. But basically, he was like, he wants to be like the uncommon men amongst uncommon men.
Yeah.
And I remember he was saying some shit like that, and also just talking about, you don't find out who you are in the light.
Yeah.
You find that out more when you're in the dark. When your back's against the wall, when you got to figure out what the fuck you're going to do.
Yeah.
That's who makes you.
Yeah.
Not when you're just out and, you know, having a good time. Because it's easy to have a good time. Yeah. It's easy to have fun. We don't think about it, you know. But when you're going through it is what defines who you are. Because it's either, shit, you're just going to give up or you're going to keep on pushing, right?
Yeah.
It's one of the two.
100%.
And, just listening to those podcasts, I think that shit helped me, too. Just, like, just thinking about, I don't know. Just perspective and shit. Like, not everybody thinks the same. Like, there's a reason why there's some person that's broke in the world and some person that's rich.
True,
You know, and the only person that's stopping the person from getting money is themselves.
Is themselves,
realistically, right? Because maybe, okay, let's say the person that's hella rich got born into a rich-ass family. But either way, you have to figure out how to make that money still get, you know, generated and shit.
It's like rich people get richer.
Yeah.
You feel me?
No, that is true, you know. But I feel like if you're broke, and you can't get any more broker, you're going to get richer.
Exactly.
So just fucking figure out a way, you know? Like, get off your ass, bro. Like,
that's crazy. That was fucking bigger.
Just get it, bro. It's like, think about for you.
Yeah.
You didn't plan to be like, oh, I'm going to become a music videographer at the age of one. You fucking figured this shit out.
Exactly.
Just through middle school doing AMV shit.
Yeah.
You know, you pick up a fucking camera during a sophomore year of, you know, taking pictures in photography class. And then you're like, oh shit, let me try some shit.
Yeah.
And shit just happened. Now we're here.
Yeah.
You know? That's, I don't know. Life's weird, bro.
It is. Hella weird, Cuddy. You know?
But I mean, so what do you got planned for when it comes to just
2023?
2023?
Yeah. I want to have my own style. I don't know. I feel like, you know, artists in general have their own style when it comes to music videos. And, you know, as far as, like, yes, the flashy effects are cool and all that, I still want music videos. I feel like music videos are cooler if they're almost like a film. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, yes, you can add these effects, but, like, nobody wants to see the same texture effect on repeat or the same glitch effect, which, you know, those are cool. Don't get me wrong, but, you know, I feel like, once you have your own style, and you rock with it, people are going to start messing with it, and you're going to be known for that style.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as that, just knock out some more videos, and definitely build up a culture in Seattle, link up with some people, because I've seen what you and Stamar and Chris Christian have done here, you know what I'm saying? And so I've been thinking about, like, yo, I should build some shit here, you know what I'm saying? Or
this,
Texas,
I mean, Seattle is cool, but it's like, I honestly don't know where the fuck it's gonna go with the music scene, bro. Because it's like, there's only so much I could do, so much Chris City could do, so much that you could do, and so much that Kid Steez could do. Not saying that we can't do it, but it's like, instead of trying to build something in Seattle, we should just try to build something together, in a sense, you know? Because, and it's not saying that you can't work with Seattle artists. You can. But it's like, if we know our end goal is to help each other, what's going to stop us? Rather than you outsourcing all your work, or not outsourcing, you doing all the work with everybody, and you're not working with one specific person you believe in. Because I think that's the thing that I've been noticing. It's like, I'd rather work with someone that believes in me and I believe in them.
Yeah.
So we could go, and we're not, in a sense, like, we're both not delusional, in a sense of, like, imagine if you just have fucking Premiere Pro. Pro on your fucking, or Premiere fucking on your laptop, yeah. never picked up editing. Yeah. And I'm over here saying I want to be a rapper, but I've never owned a laptop or rapped or wrote anything.
Yeah.
Like, that's delusional, I think. Yeah. But when it comes to a place where it's like, all right, we're both like-minded in the sense of, hey, we're trying to get somewhere, and we know what it's going to take.
Yeah.
And right now, like, I'd be telling, like, Christian and shit, it's like, I don't got the most money right now,
yeah.
but just knowing, say if I get an advance from a label or whatever,
yeah.
you already know who's going to go to. Okay. You already know who was there
yeah.
before all that shit. And plus, yeah. it's like, the more money I make, the more money you make, in a sense, because I'm going to give you guys more money when it comes to, if I'm making, say, yeah. if I'm a millionaire.
Yeah.
Now I got more money that I could give off to
yeah.
people even, that, you know, type shit.
Even more connections, because, mm-hmm. you know, you put your people on it.
Yeah.
And they make more money themselves, mm-hmm. type shit.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And plus, it's like, I be thinking, I just make life a little easier. Just like, there's a main yeah. purpose I'm trying to fulfill.
Yeah.
And then you got your yearly goals that you're trying, or missions that you're trying to do, and then you got your side missions. Type shit, you know,
yeah.
like, and all of them have to revolve around that main thing mission. That you're trying to be, type shit.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's a hard thing, though, to know what you're trying to do, like, in a day and age like this.
Yeah.
Because this wasn't easy for me to think about, like, hey, I'm trying to do this when, you know, when I was like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, up until maybe like, let's say 19, 20, I didn't know what the fuck I was doing.
For real?
Yeah, I didn't know what the fuck I was doing with
like,
my life.
Shit. Like, was you like messing? Well, you was still messing around with music, though, yeah?
Bro, I started, so the background on how I started music.
Yeah.
When I first moved back here, sixth grade, I was in elementary school and then went to middle school. Yeah. And then it was, I think, seventh grade, I got invited to one of my homies' birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
Pulled up there, they put on a beat, and they were freestyling. First time up. I've seen, like, people rapping and shit and stuff, and it's like, I've never been a part of it or been around people that are, you know, it was a whole different thing.
Yeah.
So seventh grade was when it started. That's when, oh, they were freestyling. I was like, oh, what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
And I already knew, like, free, you know, rapping is like, you gotta be, you have rhythm and rhyme, good. And it's just combo both. But then that didn't really cultivate to what it was or what I am now till maybe when I first dropped my first song. So that was senior year.
Oh,
I didn't really think of even dropping music or anything beforehand. It was just like, there was a free studio inside this place I used to hoop at.
Oh.
A local free, like, free gym, open gym type shit to hoop.
Yeah.
That same building had, it's in a school, mind you. So they have a studio
mm-hmm.
in the school. So then I was like, oh, it's free? Bet, sign me up. Boom. So me and my friend went.
Yeah.
And then ever since then, like, I was always, like, the dude that was helping me, shout out Russell. Yeah, he was doing all the work, but I was just asking. I was like, oh, what's that dude? What's this? What the fuck is, you know? Because I didn't know that there's a side of music that
yeah,
which was called technical. Engineering, you know?
Yeah,
the
yeah.
technical side. I thought it was just a person presses a button and just that's rap. It.
Yeah.
And I didn't know people that could make money from this. And then, you know, you dive further and further. I didn't make my first dollar off of music or recording anybody till, like, officially, I would say, until I worked at a this studio in Seattle.
For real?
And that was last year.
For real?
All that time where it was from 2018 to 2020.
Yeah.
No, 2021. I didn't make I might have made maybe, like, $20 maybe from a friend that I recorded.
Yeah.
But not to the extent of where I quit my job. And then I'm trying to do this full time.
Yeah.
And I think 2021, I just took the risk. I was working at a warehouse. I was like, yeah. man, like, you know, what the fuck am I going to do? And plus, even before that, I was in school.
Yeah.
For it was during COVID. And I was like, after fall quarter, first day of winter quarter, I was like, man, the fuck am I doing here? You know? And I was like, all right, fuck this. But no, the funny thing about the college shit, though, it was all online, right? So I remember they were doing a, you know, icebreaker shit. They're like, oh, introduce yourself, all that. And I was like, you know, they're doing whatever, blah, blah, blah. Oh, hi, blah, 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 this, that, blah, 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 whatever. Everybody's saying that. I was like, you know, what the fuck am I going to lose if I fucking just say, all right, I make music, all this shit. So yeah. I was like, oh, what's up, guys? Yeah, shit, just transfer from whatever. I also do be making music. This was at the time when I was dropping a song every Friday. So I was like, yeah, so I'll be making music. I drop a song every Friday. Put my Instagram here in the chat. If you guys want to follow, follow. Hey. A couple followers, you know, four or five, whatever. Mm-hmm. But it was just like, in that moment too, I was like, that's when I noticed, like, everybody else is bots, bro. Yeah. Or, like, they just act like they don't got a conscience sometimes. Like, I don't know if you know, like, in school, bro, like, everybody, when they go to school, they're just sitting in there just to be there. They're not wanting to be there. And that's the weird thing about school back in the day. Like, I'd be learning, it's like the Greeks and Romans and stuff, they had, you know, the scholars that, you know, they would bring people that want to learn into like a room, and then the person talks, and all these people chose to be there. But now it's like, we're in an age where it's like, if you don't got a college degree, then you're fucked for the most part. And that's, I feel like, not really maybe like, say, a progressive white family, but when it comes to immigrants or families that see education as a key thing, you know, I feel like that's where like a lot of pressure for me was too. It's like, oh, you need to go to school. You need to do this so you can do this, this, and this. But it's not always like that in a day and age where it's 2022, where we got online school now. True. Everybody's cheating on this shit.
Exactly.
Like, you know, like,
these are your future doctors too.
Like,
bro.
No, yes. And it's fucking crazy. And it's like, everybody in school is just, you know, popping Adderall, getting past the test. After they pass the test, they're cool. But it's like, bro, did you, like, I don't know. It's just like, if you're going to the extent of you're taking drugs to get to the next level of where you're trying to be, it's like, man, what the fuck, bro? I think you got it fucked up. Like, why, you know, like, I don't know. But maybe that's just me coming from a perspective of where I, you know, I'm coming from. So, I mean, what's your thoughts on school? Because you're in school right now. What, you're a sophomore?
Yeah, I'm a sophomore.
About to be a junior, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Oh, I do think it is necessary. It definitely is the fastest, and I definitely say the almost easiest way to get money, a consistent wage, and, you know, live a nice life, depending on what you major on. Yeah. But I do feel like people get wrapped around it too much, and I feel like they decide to work this 9-to-5 and not work on any other talent or skill they could use to cultivate and just create bigger things. And you know what I'm saying? I do think, yeah, it's helpful. And see, one thing about me is school is knowledge, and I do feel like some stuff, like what programming is a great thing to know.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like you shouldn't just get this degree to work that 9-to-5, but like, learn how to program, get your CS degree, and make a startup. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, just do something, make your own business, or whatever. Because, like, at the end of the day, these guys honestly don't give a solid fuck about you, bro. Yeah. Like, you're just another NPC to them. Mm-hmm. You're just, you know, you're just money. You know,
another worker, bro.
Exactly. That's all you want. You're just another tool. And I feel like they don't care about you, so why should you work for them? Just work for yourself. Like, I got a homeboy. He's, like, super into programming and shit, right? He's 16 years old, and this man is already hacking into, like the University of Texas. Like, he's hacking into their websites and shit, like, deadass. And he works for this one hacking company. I don't know. He explained the whole thing to me.
Yeah, you know, he exposes all day.
Exactly, yeah. But this man is making serious bank, and he's 16, flying to Vegas, doing all this just off of coding. And, you know, when I see, and the thing is, like, what's crazy too is, when I notice that people who are doing their own thing outside of school and making their own money and who are clearly passionate about other things, I notice that they get interested in my things as well. So, like, me and him just talk sometimes, and he'll ask, oh, how's film doing? How's the music video? And he's like, you know, and you know, when he saw my video and then I went to New York, like, he was going crazy, you know what I'm saying? And when he was telling me, like, he went to Las Vegas for his coding and programming, I was like, yo, that's filthy.
Mm-hmm.
He's 16.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, and I was, you know, and I'm still in college right now, and seeing these other people who, like, who are just going to class to go to class and then drinking, like,
and just partying and doing that, it's like, bro.
Exactly, and it's a waste of time. And I do feel like you know, you have to have a discipline, because, you know, you're not always going to have time to have fun, but, yeah. like, if you truly love what you do, like, it doesn't matter. Like, yeah. I have a homie who's writing a book. Who else at age 18, 19 do you know that's writing a book, bro? Mm-hmm. Like,
that's where it starts, though. That's how you become great.
Exactly.
It just takes that first step. And plus, like, even what you're saying about the partying thing, like, I don't think a lot of people notice that. Every human is a creature of habit.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you go to college for 4 years, you get your degree, but within that degree time, you're drinking every day, every weekend, smoking every day. Yeah. That habit is going to follow you after college. Now you're going to your 9 to 5, going to work, exactly. getting money, and then you're blowing. Then you're just wasting it on weekends. Just, you know, on weekends yeah. and shit. It's like, bro, you're going to be caught in a cycle. Exactly. And if you're not knowledge, or you can't see it, then you know you're done. You're trapped for the rest of your life. Exactly. Like everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody, bro.
I feel like that's also why people like praise, you know, like big people who are successful, have money. It's, you know, because yes, they have all this money to think like, oh, he must have done some like crazy shit for it. No. Mm-hmm. He was locked
hard work.
He was fucking clubbing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like I don't have as much respect for people who just don't do anything. Like, you seriously don't have, like, at least a hobby.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You seriously just go to school and drink, smoke weed, and fuck, like...
Yeah. I mean, the thing for me is, like, I feel like everybody has to go through that, though, just to understand that they don't want to be in that. Or some people, right?
Yeah.
And I only say that just because it's, like, with a lot of people... I mean, for a long time, I didn't know what the fuck I was doing in my life. So it's like, I understand that a lot of people might be confused, but it's like, you got to wake up, really.
Mm-hmm.
Or just like, something got to light up in your brain. Yeah. Or else you're going to be stuck. And if that's what you want to be, then that's cool. But
yeah,
I guess some people don't think that, dude.
It's experience. And I for sure get it. Like, you know, yo, I don't want to do this anymore. Like, that's good. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You know, you want to be better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do feel like education is good, but I feel like it's also a trap.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it stops people from excelling. Yeah, bro.
No, that's right. So.
Pretty much it, yeah.
And shoot, I do got to wrap it up soon just because client's going to pull up soon. But I try to make this podcast or just, you know, our conversation kind of like a time stamp in, you know, in 2022 right now.
Yeah.
So what would you say? Where do you want to see yourself? I know I did ask this earlier, but just to clarify, just so you can see this in the future, where do you want to see yourself by next year? Financially, physically, mentally,
right.
Whether it's the gym, you know, money-wise, or any of that.
It's the 11th right now at 2:15 p.m., all right?
December. Put a specific time.
Yeah. So, December 11th, 2023. Yes. I want to have quit my part-time job.
Mm-hmm.
Quit my part-time job, and I do want to make more money on my own. I don't necessarily have to make a lot, but I do want to be able to make my own money and focus on film, because I noticed that working 9 to 5 or just working 8 hours, shit, that Dick's Sporting Goods is just trash, waste of time. I just want to make more money. I want to get better. I want to get stronger. I want to mentally grow as well. I just want to be more well-rounded, and just overall improve. You know, I don't want to be the same person as today type shit. So, yeah.
No, I got you. That was good goals, though.
Thank you, bro.
You know, just, you know, when it comes down to it and you're feeling a little down, you're like, man, I need some motivation. Just listen back to this, and you'd be like, okay, that's the shit I need to do then.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, appreciate you again for pulling up.
Thank
if you guys don't know, he flew out from Texas. We're about to shoot some music videos this week.
Yes,
up and coming project got going, but
this project can be crazy, y'all. Let me tell y'all, bro, the shit me and Brent got planned for y'all is crazy.
Hey, they just gotta wait. You know? Just like everybody else, they gotta wait. You know, make sure you guys. Make sure you guys tune in every Sunday, 8 a.m. new podcast. If you want to do an interview, like TikTok interview, just hit the No Guidance page, No Guidance ENT, or hit me up, Barada51 on Instagram. Shoot, where could they find your Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, all that?
_ bilingo, bro, on Insta. Bilingo _ on TikTok and Lingo Productions on YouTube. Definitely got some more videos and skits on the way.
Yep.
Stay tuned for that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll see ya.
All right, bet. All right, guys. Catch you. Peace.